It's good. It's good that we celebrate, isn't it? Christmas is all about celebrating that our King, Jesus Christ, was born into this world in the most humble of ways. Born in the most miraculous ways into a world that was and is not at peace. We remember that O Holy Night was anything but ideal, and yet it was the perfect place and time for Jesus to be born. It was a day like every other, and yet it was a day that was super special and like no other day that we've ever experienced in this world. Remember also at Christmas, and the miracle of Christmas, the birth of Christ, it does point to the fact that there's no guarantee that bad things won't happen today throughout the world. You know, that the struggle of life will continue. All around the world, babies are still being born, even today. It's not like you get a day off from giving birth. Somewhere it's going to be raining. Somewhere people are still working. And this is the world that Jesus was born into. A less than perfect night for Mary and Joseph, having to register in the middle of a census. They are about to give birth. There's no room in the inn, and Mary is not yet married to Joseph. It is such a remarkable event, the birth of Christ. And when you consider how it all came to pass, the fulfillment of the prophecy, the work of the Holy Spirit, the angel messengers, the visions, the dreams, and all of it coming together in the most unlikely of circumstances, it is incredible. But if we take God out of this situation, we take Jesus out of Christmas, then poor old Mary and Joseph would most likely be treated as outcasts. You know, Joseph going back to his hometown with his heavily pregnant partner would have found an awkward welcome among the whānau. You could just imagine eyebrows would be raised. And yet Mary carried the hope of mankind within her womb. And regardless of where or when the birth took place, there's debate about that, Jesus nevertheless was born into our world the way all babies are born into this world. Born as a child into the creation, he came to restore back to God, the one man who could make things right. And that is what today is all about, isn't it? It's all about our Jesus, our Christ, the anointed one of God, our Savior sent to us. Heaven's perfection coming in the midst of our imperfect world, our imperfect lives, our imperfect characters, to demonstrate God's love for each of us, his creation, proving that nothing is beyond hope with him. See, Jesus, his birth, his life, his death, and his resurrection are the benchmark for greatness in this world as God sees it. A humble birth that I think a lot more people in this world are familiar with than we realize. A humble, servant-hearted life, living among ordinary people, not in the halls of power or politics, dying the death of a common outlaw. All this to bring those who were outlawed peace with God. And the resurrection for every single person who would believe that we could be a part of the new creation that God has invited us to be a part of. All this because of Christmas Day. One day in the midst of millions. One life in the midst of millions or billions. And all designed by God. It is as Paul says in Galatians chapter 4, he says, "But when the time arrived that was set by God the Father, God sent his Son, born among us of a woman, born under the conditions of the law, so that he might redeem those of us who have been kidnapped by the law. Thus we've been set free to experience our rightful heritage. You can tell for sure that you are now fully adopted as his own children, because God sent the Spirit of his Son into our lives, crying out, 'Papa, Father.' Doesn't that privilege of intimate conversation with God make it plain that you are not a slave? You are a child. And if you are a child, you're also an heir with complete access to the inheritance." It always blows me away about God, about Jesus. Your slaves were there to do the day-to-day stuff, so the really important stuff could be done by the important people. Slaves, in the scheme of things, were replaceable. But children aren't, are they? And through Jesus, God sends a message loud and clear to all of us, to everyone. You matter to God. Rich or poor, slave or free, Jew or Gentile, popular or slightly different, weird and wonderful, we all matter to God. You matter to God. You matter so much that He sent His Son into this world. And that's the wonderful thing about Christmas. You know, we get to give gifts to each other to say, you matter to me. We get to spend time with family and friends because, you know, family matters even if we don't get along. And we pause in the midst of everything in the chaos of this world and we just take time to think, what really does matter in this world? Every life is important. Every life worth saving. That is the message of Christmas. In Luke chapter 2, verse 10, we read that the angel said to the shepherds, do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. And today we celebrate all that Jesus Christ was, all that He is, and all that He will be to us. Because He is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And we know that the love He has for us is always going to be greater than anything in this world. And the wonderful thing is when we put Christ into our lives, to whatever circumstances we're facing, through Him, we can live in this world with hope in the midst of suffering, peace in the midst of turmoil, and joy in the midst of sorrow. And we can experience the one true love of our Heavenly Father that has overcome this world. So I just want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas. And remember, you matter to God. The person next to you matters to God. And the wonderful family and friends you're going to meet with later, they matter to God. So if you'd like to stand, I'd like to just pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank You so much for Your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we celebrate today a wonderful intervention into Your creation, that we would be called Your sons and daughters, that we'd all be brothers and sisters in Your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank You that every single person here matters. No one is inconsequential in Your plan, Your purpose, and Your love. So Lord, we want to give You the glory. We want to say thank You, God. Thank You for Christmas. Thank You we can celebrate Your peace in this world despite everything. We can experience Your joy, Your love, and just know what it is to live in the grace that You've given us. Lord, we won't take anything for granted, Lord. We're just so thankful. So Lord, we pray You'll bless every single heart here. Lord, that You'd confirm in each of us that wonderful knowledge that we are Your precious sons and daughters. Lord, that we'd live like Amanda said, knowing that Your light lives within us and we're part of this wonderful new creation. We all claim that in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, Merry Christmas. Make sure you really embrace people today. Spread the Christmas cheer, the joy, and the love. God bless you all.